Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Courageous faith. What does that mean to you? It's easy to believe in God when life is good. It's quite another thing when a healthy young mother, a loving wife, educated, vibrant, strong, who has, as most mothers do, dreamed of seeing her children graduate, get married, and be there for all the milestones of life. But then she gets news of a rare cancer that has unexpectedly spread throughout her body. Doctors provide their professional opinion, which we wish would be more hopeful. This is where Lori Lamb rises above the pristine clouds of Christians around the world. Her faith in Christ at this time is heroic in spite of heartache, faithful in the face of fear, hopeful as she experiences what it really feels like for Christ to carry her through. Now we pause even at the beginning of our show because the heart of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. If you have not received Him as your Savior and Lord, that you would open your heart to Him. To know that He died on the cross, was buried and was raised on the third day, so that you could have your sins forgiven, all your wrongs made right. And for those of you who are already Christ followers, this program, we exist to strengthen and inspire you. Lori Lamb graduated from UCLA. She is married to oral and maxillofacial surgeon, Dr. Peter Lamb. They are the parents of Jordan, Cassidy, and Lucas. On December 3rd, 2011, she spoke at the Winnersburg Presbyterian Church Women's Christmas Breakfast in Santa Ana, California. Her words, sprinkled with humor and gravity due to the situation, will inspire you. Let her hope in Jesus Christ echo like a crescendo into your personal challenge today. As you hear her, may you see Jesus as you listen to Lori.
Hi, everybody. I am Lori Lamb, and I am just delighted to be here. This is my church, my family, my friends, and it's just a privilege and a pleasure for me to be here together with you. I just can't think of any place that I would feel more comfortable with sharing about what God's done for me, except maybe if it was about a tenth of the people here, but I feel comfortable here. But I'm just delighted that you could come and share the morning with us and just give your time during this busy season. So I just pray that you would be blessed today. I know most of you, and I'm just so happy to see most of you, but some of you don't know me, so I just wanted to give you a little perspective of the context of what I'm going to share today. In April of 2010, I had had some abdominal pain, and I thought it was just a broken rib from snowboarding and things like that. Well, and if you saw me snowboard, you would understand. But it turned out that through further testing, it was revealed that I had stage 4B cholangiocarcinoma. I have none of the risk factors for it. It's bile duct cancer, and it's an extremely rare cancer. About 2,000 people a year get it. And it started, about 10% of those 2,000 people get the kind that I have, which began in the bile ducts that start in my liver. Well, by the time I found out about it, it had already spread to these huge tumors on my liver, throughout my lymph node system from my legs up to my chest, and it's all throughout my lungs. And so the prognosis was very poor. I spent my life just, you know, I'd be the one at McDonald's getting the Monopoly piece that was like the one that no one wanted, and my rock collection and my coin collection when I was young had all the just common pieces, and finally when I get something rare, it was something I didn't want. But anyway, so I got this really rare cancer, and because it's rare, there's just very little research done in terms of treatment and things like that. So medically speaking, you know, the prognosis is very poor. The doctors told me right away that the median lifespan for someone who has what I have is about 12 months. And well, I've known about it for 20 months. And so it just speaks to the depth of the grace of God upon, you know, me and my family for just his goodness in giving us time and just the blessing of knowing his faithfulness and his love throughout this. So throughout, you know, so when we found out, of course, it was a huge, huge shock to us. But, you know, my husband gathered our family together and he said, you know, we have a choice to make. We can either live in fear, or we can choose to trust God. And he, as a spiritual leader for our family, he determined that our family is going to walk in trusting in the Lord and standing on the promises of his word. You know, no matter what the things around us look like, or what the doctors or what the world is saying, it doesn't change what the word of God says. And so what we did was we took some verses and we you know, had these little cards, and we had these verses that really were dealing with fear, because at that moment, that was our biggest, you know, emotion that we were feeling, you know, fear for the future, fear for our children, fear for what it's going to look like, for our family. And so we just, he carried it in his wallet and I had it in my purse, and every day we'd go through these Bible verses, dealing with fear, about do not fear, for the Lord your God goes with you. You know, just do, you know, just the promises that were contained in his word. And I am telling you that there is nothing, nothing in this world that comforts like the word of God. You know, there's nothing that comforts like the scripture. So when we found out, I have this online journal that I sometimes write in. And this is an entry that I made around the time when we found out. It says, Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities begins with a line, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." Sometimes I think this totally describes how our lives are playing out right now. It is the best of times because our life is richer, fuller, funner, more connected, more genuine, and more grateful. And we see before us daily the gifts we have in the people we are blessed to know, as well as the inexplicable peace and presence of God. At the same time, sometimes it seems we are in a nightmare we can't wake up from, a never-ending barrage of appointments, tests, side effects, adjustments, compromises, disappointments, and uncertainties. There have been days when I have been sidelined due to fatigue or pain, and I wonder how all the details of our lives will come together. But even in those moments when life seems too difficult, we are constantly reminded that nothing can happen to me or my family that is beyond the reach of the inescapable love of God, and that nothing can snatch us from the palm of his hand, and that he will give us the grace and strength to endure any circumstance he places us in. We are so thankful to know the peace and forgiveness of Jesus, because this gives us confidence, not fear, to face the future. Jesus told us in John 16:33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." Some versions say, "But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." You know, in this, Jesus says, you know, in this world, you will have trouble. He never promises that our circumstances are going to be good. But there's great hope and great encouragement in this, that he's saying, in me, you may have peace, and I have overcome the world. So we have just clung tight to that promise that that his peace is with us, and that in the end all will be made right because he has overcome the world. You know I'm not the only one going through difficult things. Some of you may be in a difficult marriage. Some of you may have financial difficulties or lost a job or betrayed by a friend, or maybe a parent's ill, or maybe you're ill, or you know, maybe you have a wayward child. There's all kinds of difficulties in life, but the promises that are in the Word of God are true for every circumstances. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, he says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" And it is as though that his peace is like a tangible covering upon our lives. And we've been able to, you know, just have great blessing in this time of trouble, really, because his promises have been true to us. A little bit about myself. I have this husband, Peter. He actually surprised me, and he came today. He's over there. We've been together. We just had our 25th anniversary of dating, so we've been together 25 years. And then my son Jordan's here. He's 14, and my daughter Cassidy, who's 12, is not here. And then my son Lucas, who's 10, is here. And we've just been so blessed by our family. My testimony of how I knew Jesus is, I'm just going to briefly go over it, because I just want to say that my story is a story of redemption. That is just the story of my life. When I was young, growing up at this church, actually, Auntie Nan Okada, Jill's mom, was my Sunday school teacher. And in Sunday school, she led me to Christ through a simple prayer where I just turned my life over to Christ. And so that was when God spiritually redeemed me. When I was in my 20s, I had this pretty freak accident where I got hit in the throat by a softball. And I was supposed to have died. And the doctors were very, not supposed to have, but, you know, they were surprised that I sustained this injury and had damaged some things behind my trachea without my trachea getting crushed. And so God saved me physically at that time. He redeemed my life, and I'm not sure why. Sometimes I wonder, is it because he wanted me to have kids and, you know, that they could be future ambassadors for him? You know, I don't know, but for whatever reason, he physically redeemed me at that time, and he saved me, and I'm just so glad that he did. Now through cancer, he is redeeming me from my sin. When you face a situation where you're kind of, you know, wondering about death, you know, it seems so much more realistic, then it causes you to be introspective and look at things in your life. And I was brought up as kind of just a normal, good Japanese girl, being aware of being polite to people, considerate of other people. You know, just that's kind of the Japanese culture, where you don't want to burden people with your troubles, and you want to always think about other people, and you know, it's just part of the Japanese culture. Well, I kind of took that to an extreme where it became that what people thought about me became so important to me that I became a person who was living to please man, really, living to please others. I was living for the approval of others. Well, nothing like getting a life-threatening illness, you know, kind of burns that fakeness out of you. And so it's been a really good process of just exposing the state of sinfulness that I was living in. And it's been really eye-opening and just a blessing, really, to have God just reveal areas of sinfulness in my life.
The process of how God works in the life of a person who experiences some of the deepest fears and the deepest pains in such an unexpected way. Oh, the love of God. Can you relate to things that you don't expect, and pain and suffering? If you can, there's going to be so much more when we come back with Lori Lamb as she shares out of her heart her story of God's love for her and for you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.DannyYamashiro.org.
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
What do you do when you suddenly hear shocking news about your physical health that literally stops you in your tracks and reels you into a place where you recalibrate your priorities, and the things that you thought were important maybe shift, and other things that are more important begin to crystallize. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Today we have a special program with a special guest, Lori Lam, as she comes to us through a recording of her sharing at a Christmas gathering of women in Santa Ana, California, at Wintersburg Presbyterian Church. She's sharing her story of what happened when she found out the news that she had cancer. And she's a mother, a wife, a vibrant woman. Listen with your heart as you hear her share her story, and let the Lord show his love to you at this very time in your life.
My daughter Cassidy, when she was, I was just thinking about this, my daughter, when she lost this tooth, she actually physically lost it. So when it was time to put it under her pillow, she couldn't find it. So she decided that she would take this little Kleenex and she wet it and she scrunched it all together, and then she was going to let it get hard and she was going to try to fool the tooth fairy. And so I thought to myself, I was really tempted to put some fake money under her pillow. And, but I ended up taking the high road and telling her to write a note to the tooth fairy, and she, ended up getting the money anyway. But I was just thinking that even as children, we just have this tendency to want people to think differently than what it really is. You know, it's just the nature of man, where we want people to think, you know, we are something that we are not. And that's just been a big eye-opening journey for me to just see that it's God, you know, who matters in this life, and what we do for Him and how we serve others in bringing Him glory is what's important in this life. God, I think if there's been a theme for our life in the last, you know, year and a half or so, it's God's faithfulness. He has shown His faithfulness to us in many, many ways. And I'm just going to kind of review some of the ways that He's shown His faithfulness to us. First of all, is His faithfulness through His sovereignty. God is in charge. You know, He, you know, whether we want to think of it or not, He is responsible for every breath that we take, every beat of our heart. He gives us as this gift because He loves us. And when we say that we can trust Him, even though things around us don't look the way that we prefer, we can trust Him because He is trustworthy. His word is true. His nature makes it where He cannot lie and He cannot go against the things that He says because His very nature makes Him trustworthy. My son Jordan, he's in junior high, and he, you know, is kind of in an age where he's kind of exploring new media, new music, new things. And so he's wanting to download things from the internet, and right now we're kind of keeping a little handle on him and telling him that not no, but that some of these things are maybe you're not ready for. And so we kind of are having him, we're kind of slowly releasing the leash on him as he makes good judgment. Then in the future, we can trust him with bigger things. But God is not like that. You know, He is trustworthy to the core. You know, He doesn't have to prove His trustworthiness because He is trustworthy. And He has already proven it through His promises and through sending His Son. And so when we have like anxieties and suffering and things that we aren't sure about in this life, we can choose to trust Him, and we can cast our anxieties on Him. He has said to us in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Verse 29 goes on to talk about that goodness really being conformed to the likeness of Christ, which brings God glory. And I think that many times in my life I've thought about good as, when you hear this verse, you think about good as what you want, getting what you want. You know, God, I really want to be healed. Can you please bring that goodness into my life? Well, God's good, you know, God has designed our eternal purpose to where our good and His glory are intertwined with each other. And so our suffering has meaning and purpose in God's plan, and He brings it into our lives only for that which is for our good, meaning what is going to make us more like Christ, okay? Not what we necessarily want. You know, my greatest desire right now in life is to live. I'd love to see my kids grow up. You know, they're these just amazing people, and I just, you know, feel like they're too young to be without a mom. And so I really am praying for time. And but there's times that God and his, you know, let me give you an example about this. Jordan, when he was young, he, you know, he's going to turn out to be this amazing man of God. He has these amazing abilities and amazing qualities that I just feel like God is going to make him into something incredible. Well, that determination when he was young kind of manifested itself in kind of a strong-willed personality. And when he was young, he didn't like to go in his car seat. And he would just, like, kick and scream. And we would just practically have to give him this, yeah, my mom remembers this karate chop right on his hip. And then we would stuff his hip in. And then we would quickly buckle the seatbelt on him. And then he'd be mad and screaming because all that he could see was this restraint. You know, he didn't want to be restrained. He wanted to run free. He wanted to sit in the front, you know. But we as his parents know that that's not safe for him. He needs to be restrained. It's against the law. It's, you know, you know, we don't want him to fly through the windshield. And so in our, you know, limited parental wisdom, we can see what's good for him, even though he can only see this seatbelt, this I don't want to be here. He can't see this is the best thing for me. Well, sometimes God does that to us, where we can only see this limited view of what it is. But as our good and perfect Father, he sees the best and loves us and wants the best for us. And so when we see things that don't seem to us as we think it should be, we can still trust that God is doing this for our good, you know, because he loves us. He's developing something in us or in other people. And so we can still give thanks and give praise to God because we know that in his wisdom and his sovereignty, he is doing what's right and good. So, I was spending probably the better part of the last year not wanting to succumb to what was the will of God in my life. I still don't know what that will is. I mean, every day I pray for healing, for physical healing, you know, and he may give it to me. He is able, you know. The book of Hebrews says he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And so that very same God can cure me like that if he wants to. He may not see fit to cure me, but until he makes very clear to me that that is not his plan for me, I'm going to pray for it every day. But I spent the better part of last year thinking that that was the only thing that I wanted. And It was as though I was fighting this battle and God wanted me to be here. He's telling me, Lori, you know, step in under my will. Don't be out here fighting me. Just submit to what I have for you and trust me. And I feel like when I did that, he just put me in this place of blessing. Like it was as though I stepped under his gird of protection and blessing. Instead of fighting on my own out here, you know, when I was finally able to submit, I wrote in that same journal, so much has happened since learning about this diagnosis, but probably the biggest thing is that we are learning, at first a bit unwillingly, but now much more humbly, to be submitted to the perfect will of God in our lives. This is the wisest choice for us to make if we are wanting to please him and live in the place of fullest blessing. The hardest part of this process has been surrendering what I thought my future would be. Things like growing old with Peter, celebrating the kids' milestones and everyday times, seeing what interesting people they will become, growing in my relationship with God, enjoying old friends and meeting new ones. Tough things to lay down for sure, but as I am learning to release my grasp on the things that I hold so tightly, and think that I control, but I actually don't, my hand is much more open to receive the blessings that God intends to give me, and things that are even better than what I can imagine.
Sometimes the greatest blessings come at times when we least expect. And God, at those times, and you know what those are, for you, personally, what you go through, certainly Lori Lamb is able to relate. But as she shares, she's relating how God shows us so much more of the life that he has for us. The richness, the depth, the beauty, the colors and the brightness that exist for us in the midst of some of our deepest pains and struggles. When we come back, we'll hear much more from her heart, from Lori Lamb. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Peace, strength, hope. How does God reveal himself when we face roadblocks in life? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with a special feature presentation, a special recording of a message given by Lori Lamb in Santa Ana, California, a Christmas message that she presented to a women's breakfast at Winnersburg Presbyterian Church. As you're listening in, you might have caught the tail end of the last segment. You might be wondering, hey, how can I get the rest of this show? Can I hear it? Can I hear the whole thing? The answer is yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can download the show in its entirety. You can also pass it to others who, as you listen, you might think this program will really relate with and connect and bless a certain family member or friend. You know who they are? Send them a link. Send them an email. And now here's more from the heart of Lori Lamb.
So when we're going through life, you know, it's made me much more heaven-minded about what I think about, what I do. And it's been a great opportunity for me because, I think when people, I'm kind of going all over the place because that's kind of how I am. I just kind of go all over, and I'm prayerful that God, when you get home, will reassemble all the relevant things and put them together in your hearts and minds, because it's not coming out very, very organized. But I hope God will just bless you with what he wants you to hear today from this. But I've been going to a lot of funerals lately, and sometimes funerals, they just have a way of making you think about death about your own death, about your own mortality. And, you know, depending on how well you knew the person, you know, maybe you'd think about it for a day. You know, if you knew them better, you might think of it for weeks or months or years. But, you know, having cancer and basically facing death every day, it's been kind of like I'm in that funeral stage all the time, but it's been a really good thing because death is not something to fear. It's just that when I step from here to here, whenever that may be, it's just like I'm going to drop off my body, just like I would drop off my purse and just keep going, you know, my soul will keep going. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I really like is candy. And I like, say, for example, love See's milk chocolate. And, you know, I wish that it wasn't on the food pyramid like this little tiny thing. If I was designing the food pyramid, I'd say like a little bit of vegetables and whole grains and 9 servings of candy and fried foods. But it's not that way. But anyway, so I love See's candy. But I feel like, you know, in this life, it's like we're just like getting a little bit of See's candy and we're just having a little taste, like a little tiny nibble. And then when we step over here, it's just going to be a feast, you know. It's going to be a feast of, you know, every glorious delight, just basking in the presence of Jesus. And so, you know, the Bible says that that right now we see through a veil, you know, as though a bridal veil, like not totally seeing clearly, but then we shall see face to face. So right now, our life here, even though we think it's good, and it is good because that's what we know, it's going to be glorious here. And so it is that hope that I have for the future. And just the promises of that future in his word, where he has shown his faithfulness to me through the hope that I have in him. So that was kind of a long explanation. But I think that if we even understood, you know, if our finite minds could even wrap themselves at all around what awaits in heaven, we wouldn't be so eager to stay. We love our life. I love my life. I have this great, great life. I mean, I can't imagine a better life than the one that I personally have. You know, I just love my life. And, you know, so I do want to stay because that's what I know. But his word says it's going to be so much better. And so that's the hope. So whenever it is that I cross from here to here, I know that it's going to be good here, but it's going to be good here. So it's okay, you know, whenever that time is. Another way that God has shown us his faithfulness is through his provision. You know what I was going to share? I guess I skipped this part. I just jotted down this song that I had heard by Stephen Curtis Chapman, and it's called More to This Life. And it's basically talking about what we're doing here. And it says, but there's more to this life than living and dying, more than just trying to make it through the day. More to this life, more than these eyes alone can see, and there's more than this life alone can be. And so I would just encourage you, you know, just maybe use me as the funeral example to maybe give some thought to your own future, I guess. And if you're, you know, God promises that if we put our trust and our faith in Jesus Christ, then we'll get to spend this eternity with him. And so if you're not sure about what your eternity is going to look like, I would really encourage you to think about it and maybe talk to somebody. You know, I'd love to talk to you or a pastor or any of these ladies on the Women's Coordinating Committee would love to talk to you and pray for you. If you're considering maybe just committing your life to Jesus and to just have that assurance of the hope for the future. Okay, so another area that he has shown his faithfulness is through the area of provision. You know, I'm not going to talk a lot about this, but I just wanted to mention it because as my church family, you guys have a lot to do with how our family has felt cared for through being just provided for in tangible ways. You know, I can't tell you how many people have brought us meals and sent us cards and said, you know, we're praying for you and sent me Bible verses and made me scarves and, you know, took our kids out and gave them movie tickets. And just, we've just been just totally overwhelmed by just tangible blessings. And it's just a taste of, you know, what God's goodness is. And I think that God has put that into our kids' lives so they can see just God's hand upon them and upon our family, you know, because as kids, sometimes it's hard for them to understand what is going on. And we've just been blessed by just the tangible outpouring of love and support from, you know, just so many people that we know and even people that we don't know. So I just want to say thank you. And, you know, just in talking about my kids, this is another one of those tangent things that has nothing to do with anything. But I was just totally blessed this morning, you know, when I'm thinking about my kids and I just saw Jordan. But, you know, when I was leaving this morning, I was kind of nervous because, as you can see, I'm not totally organized and ready. And Jordan said, you know, Mom, I've been praying for you, you know, about how it's going to go today. And he just gave me a word of encouragement about today. And then I drove Cassidy here, and she was praying for me in the car, you know, and about today, and just that all of you would be blessed by today. And then she said in her prayer, well, God, even though Mom might not be winning her battle with cancer, you know, I know she's winning it with you. And she was just totally encouraging. And I just see areas of growth, spiritual growth in our kids. That's, I think, resulted from, you know, God having walked with them through this trial. And, you know, nobody wants their kids or even themselves to go through hard things. But it's through those hard times that God uses to turn us toward him, to grow us, to teach us things, to mold us into things that we're lacking. And, you know, there's nothing that gets your attention like a trial that just really puts you on your knees before God. And what better place to be than on your knees and just totally dependent on God? And so sometimes God uses those things to, you know, just draw us toward him. You know, this may be one of those things. You know, I don't really know what the purpose of, you know, him giving me this particular thing at this particular time in life. But, you know, I know that he has purpose and good in it. You know, we've already seen so much blessing from this, despite, you know, some difficulties. But it's really placed us in a place of dependence on God. And that's a very, very good place to be. So I hope that you wouldn't have to go through something as drastic as I would to get there. But I really just know that you would be blessed by just coming before our holy God and just saying, God, you know, you are good, you're gracious, you're sovereign, you're wise, you love me beyond belief, you know, and I'm trusting in you for my future. And, you know, that's what we've done. And it's just been, you know, God's been just totally good to us through not only his word, you know, but through the body of Christ, meaning all of you, as well as people outside of our church that are in the body of Christ. You know, it's just been a very real, good, faithful experience for us.
Lori Lamb. Lori Lamb has been diagnosed with cancer, but as you listen, you're hearing her process her situation, family, relationship with God, how it relates to her husband, her children, her friends, and how it relates to the future. Perspectives. How do you see the situation that you're in, the challenge that you face? It could be a setback. It could be an opportunity. When we come back, we're going to hear more deep heart stuff from Lori Lamb, and also a prayer from her that'll be a blessing to you. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. We'll be back with Lori Lamb.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Just when the caterpillar thought life was over, it became a butterfly. There are beautiful things that are happening in life today, in spite of whatever challenge it might be. Listen more to Lori Lamb as she explains how God is showing that to her through her life.
Another way he's shown his faithfulness to us is in joy. God, in 1 Thessalonians, it's 5:16-18, it says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ." You know, and because of God's great love for us, it doesn't matter. I mean, it matters, but it's not saying give thanks for your difficult circumstances, but in your circumstances, give thanks. So whatever it is that you're going through, we can give thanks. And when we give thanks to God, it puts us in a right relationship with Him. You know, it puts us in a place of gratitude, of reverence, of holiness for our God, and recognizing that every good and perfect thing that we have comes from Him. And so when you have a grateful heart, you know, you can feel joy because you know that the source of that goodness isn't dependent on your circumstances. You know, when we go through these things, God never changes. You know, our circumstances are always changing, but God never changes. And just for His very unchanging nature, we can give thanks. You know, like when we put our trust in Him, you know, like He doesn't say that He is going to take away all our hardships. In fact, like I mentioned, He says we will have trouble. But what He does promise is that He would, you know, there's a hymn that says, "Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow." So he's not going to maybe change the circumstances in our life, but He's going to make it better. And, you know, it doesn't mean that, like, you say, "Jesus, I'm going to trust You now, and tomorrow You're going to win the lottery, or your cellulite's going to go away," or, you know, anything like that. I mean, maybe it'll be worse, but He'll give you strength to deal with your cellulite, you know, and I know He has for me. Yeah. He's made cellulite a non-issue for me. So it's not because it's gone, but because it's not important anymore to me. So, you know, like, I guess that would be some really lame example of how He might change. You know, he might make your life better. Like, he changes your heart, you know, when not really the circumstances necessarily of your life, but he, you know, he promises peace beyond understanding. And so I've been encouraged because we've been turning to God a lot in prayer. And one thing that I'm realizing, you know, as I mentioned again, my sinfulness, recognizing that, you know, but there's nothing I'm realizing that I can do that would make God love me any less than he does. And there's nothing that I could do that would make him love me more than he already does. Like, if I, you know, grew my own organic cocoa beans and won the Mother of the Year award for making organic chocolate chip cookies or something, that wouldn't make him love me anymore. And if I got an F on my thermodynamics test in college, which I did, that, sorry, Mom, you didn't know about that. That doesn't make me him love me less, because his love, you know, is so great, and it's because of the finished work that he did on the cross for us. It's just a gift of grace that he has for us. There's nothing that we've done to deserve it. There's nothing that we can do to make him, you know, not love us and not want to give us his goodness. And just, he just has this free gift for us that he's offering and just wants to pour out upon us. Let's see. I think the next thing I was going to talk about was Christmas. That's really why we're all here, to just celebrate Christmas. And I just, you know, I love Christmas. It's just my favorite season of the year. Last year was just really kind of a meaningful Christmas to me, because I said, oh, this might be my last Christmas. I'm going to just totally love everything. And here I am back again. So maybe I was kind of melodramatic, but last Christmas was really, really meaningful for me. But just, you know, our family does Christmas well. You know, we just, you know, spend a lot of time having fun and enjoying, and just, I know this isn't the focus, but we have like a mountain of presents and just, it's family time. But Christmas is really much more than celebrations and presents and decorations and Christmas carols. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God." Oh my goodness, I just saw the time. I'm so sorry. "Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." I'm just going to wrap it up. Luke 2:8-14 says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.'" So, you know, Christmas was God's gift to mankind. It's the greatest love story ever told. It was just, history changed at that moment in time when Christ came. And Christ's birth, Christ coming, you know, God himself coming to earth as a man to save us, to take the penalty of our sins and to save us from the brunt of his wrath for our sinfulness, was just the greatest gift that has ever been given. You know, so Christmas, along with the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ, is the greatest things that has ever happened to mankind. And I'm going to just wrap it up now, but I would just really encourage you to consider your life and just this part and this part, you know, are you sure about what's going to happen here? I am, because I know what the promises of his word says. And I just pray that you would put your trust in Jesus as well. Jesus is the reason for the season, as it's been said, but Jesus is the reason for all seasons. He's the reason for all of life. Every part of life has to do with Jesus, you know, and just his story of love and redemption that he has for us. And so I just pray that you would put your trust in him, you know. And so I just thank you for your time. I apologize that it went so long. I can totally ramble, and I'm sorry, but I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and just say glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
So we would like to spend a moment together and to pray for Lore and for God's continued hand. Now, God doesn't always answer our prayers like we like, but she is living way beyond what the doctors know. Now, obviously, what does that tell? Doctors don't know that much. But God knows everything. And Yoko Hayashida is here. She was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. They said, well, you have about 6 months to live. And her response was, well, you know, only God knows. And she's still alive, cancer-free, and we just praise God for his mighty power. So we're going to pray for that. And I also wanted to ask if you would pray for your 250 closest friends here. So sure. You go first, and okay. Then I'll pray for you.
Father God, you are so good and so gracious, Lord, and we just come before you with grateful and humble hearts for just the blessings that you just pour out upon us, Lord. I just thank you for your love, and especially for the gift of your son, Jesus. Father, I just thank you for this gathering of women today, and I just thank you that they took some time out of their busy schedules during the holidays. And I just pray that they were blessed by hearing about you, Lord. I just pray that they would seek to know you, and that maybe if they don't have a personal relationship with you, that they would be drawn to know you or to just reacquaint themselves with you. Father, I just know you are good, and you are so gracious and so loving, and you just want to pour blessing upon us beyond our imagination, Lord. And I just pray that we can just open up our hand to receive it. Mm-hmm. Father, I just ask your blessing upon these women as they go, and just ask that you would bless their families and give them safe passage and safe journey, and pray that they were blessed by your fellowship and your word today. In your name I pray.
Heartfelt moments of love. In the next few days, you'll hear more stories that will inspire you and build you up. Make the most of the opportunities that God is giving you to share Christ's love right now. To hear this show, or to find out more resources, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. John 1:16 says, from the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by a featured guest today, Lori Lamb, through a special presentation that she gave during Christmas time. And until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.